Let me bring you here to Jenkin Lloyd Jones. That was a good experience for you, but there was a time, I understand, you cost the Tribune hundreds of subscriptions because of an editorial.
Yes.
You wrote about Alabama Governor George Wallace.
Yeah, that, I'll tell you, just back up a minute. Jenkin Lloyd Jones was elected president of the U.S. Chamber. I was in Washington, and he wanted me to meet him at National Airport, now named Reagan Airport. So I met him. I met his flight. He said, come over, sit down. The family met. This was on a Monday, Sunday, and Vic Barnett is going to retire, and you're the number two man. I didn't want it.
What position? What position is that?
Associate editor, number two. Vic Barnett ran the paper. Jenkin Lloyd Jones was an international famous public speaker, speaking all over the world. Canada, oh, he had needles. You talk about ego. Behind, in a conference room, he had little pins on everywhere he had spoken. That's ego, but he deserved it.
Did you like him? Was he a nice
person? Yeah, I liked him, really and truly.
All right, but you were at the airport, and Jenkin Lloyd Jones asked
offered
you to
me
sit down.
Number two.
And you said?
I had no decision to make. He said, you're it. He said, David Lloyd Jones, the kid, he said he wants Washington. So and you'll show him the ropes here, and we can make do until you take over. So I went back, private office. Janie Isom was my private secretary. Oh, my God, I thought I'd died and gone to heaven. Tripled my salary. Whoa, wow. There was a news story at Civic Center, the old Civic Center. George Wallace was coming to town. He's running for president. And I remember the headline I put on the editorial, Armies of the Night. And I ripped him. And Jink came back from Washington, called me in. I knew I was going to be fired because we'd lost several hundred subscribers. And I said, oh, I'm so sorry. And he said, Frosty, you remember what I told you writing editorials? A stiletto, never a meat axe. That's what he said. If you don't want to make personal enemies, you'll do a stiletto. In other words, issues. But I called everything. I called George Wallace everything. And guess what? As God is my witness, several years later, I was speaking to the Alabama Education Association in Birmingham. And I was behind the stage, on the stage behind the curtain. And I looked out, and they had a ramp built up to the podium. And I said, what's that for? That's going to get in the way. And he said, no, we have a special guest. And they wheeled George Wallace up. And he apologized. He apologized.
To the audience he was talking to.
He said, I'm so sorry. I used the N-word, and I did all these things because I thought, I could carry the southern states and maybe pick up a northern state or two. But I never felt that in my heart. That's what he said. I never felt that in my heart. And let me tell you, there wasn't a dry eye in the house. And it was 80% black because you know where the whites had gone? Private schools. Wow.
Yeah.
That's one of my great memories.
And the fact that you had written that editorial, and you were there the day that he first publicly said, I was wrong.
Yeah.
Did you speak to him?
No. I shook his hand when he came in, but I wouldn't dare. You know, I'm not that brave. I would tell him I wrote the Tulsa, because he was traveling all through the country, and they brought him to. And by the way, they passed paper bags through the audience, and the reporter who was covering it told me later, and they were putting money in it for him.
Okay, then. Did you have an opportunity to write an editorial about his new stance?
No. Never did.
While working for the...
If he and I are in heaven together, I want to apologize. Because it was a meat axe. I attacked him personally. And that's the wrong way to go. Personal journal. You have no idea. I could have quadrupled the circulation of the Observer any time I wanted to if I'd written the kind of stuff that I found out.
After that editorial, though, on George Wallace, Chenkin Lloyd Jones did not fire you.
He didn't fire me, and I really behaved after that. And then I was miserable as associate editor. State Capitol here came open again, and I went in to see him, and he said, "Do you have any idea what a pay cut you're going to take? Have you discussed that with Helen?" I said, "Yeah." She said, "I'm miserable to live with these days." And he said, "Okay, you got it." And John Drummond was promoted to associate editor. He was the third guy, and Chenkin Lloyd Jones was a great American, a great publisher. And by the way, in 14 years on the Tulsa Tribune, I never was ordered to slant a story, and I never slanted the story, and that's a miracle, let me tell you. Whew. Even today, journalists in the Capitol press room slant stories.